Hello, this is Renato Creative, and I have Kaya. And today she's going to talk about her modeling career and more. What's going on, Kaya?
Hey, my name's Kaya. Instagram name is funsize_Kaya. I am affiliated with the Official Baddies Club agency. We do different events, as far as different bookings. Everywhere, really. Dallas, Atlanta, Charlotte, Orlando, pretty much everywhere. And we just really like to turn up and have a whole lot of fun.
Okay, so how did you connect with the Baddies Club?
That's a good question. To be honest, I did a couple shoots with one of their photographers that they've used before, Winfrey Optics. He's a great photographer. And they've seen the work there, and we've been messaging on Instagram about joining the group, and we went for it from there, and we've been working together ever since. And it's only been a couple weeks, but I've made some great connections within those couple weeks with some of the girls, and as far as the creators that's in charge of the organization as well.
Okay, have you been able to do an event for the Baddie Club? Baddie Club, that sounds like a reality show.
I mean, yeah, it should be one. I mean, you know, they've had the Bad Girls Club and all those other things, but I mean, it should be a reality TV show. I don't know how they're gonna spin it. You never know. It might be something coming up next. But as far as events with them, I haven't recently. Some of the events they've had has been in Charlotte and in Dallas and Florida. And I've been having to work, so I wasn't able to do those events. But they do have a couple of them coming up. There's one coming up with Tory Lanez. It's so many different events they got coming up. So I'm not too sure exactly which event I'm going to do next. But they have like different events throughout the week, almost every week.
Oh wow, they have events every week. Wow, that's amazing.
They just had a hosting event this past Monday, Tuesday.
Wow, most model agencies or whatever, they have a little dry spot where they can get models work, Elite and Ford and all them guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like fashion models that's out of work right now.
Yeah, we just had 2 Chainz on the 27th in Charlotte. Big Boogie, I think that was on the 30th of November. I think that's the date that was of that event. They did an event up for Big Boogie. Like I said, they got the Tory Lanez event coming up. So many different things that we have coming up that's in store for everybody.
Okay, so have you done any music videos?
No, I've done an album cover. Somebody needed a model for the album cover, so I've done an album cover. But a music video, no, I haven't booked any music videos yet.
Definitely post that album cover on your page, because that shows that you are a working model and not just an IG model. Because being on an album cover is actually considered being published, just like getting in a magazine.
Right. So the dates that that's supposed to drop is supposed to be on the 21st of December.
Oh, okay. Cool. Make sure you post and share that. Because that's you being published. A lot of people may not know, but if you're on an album cover, that counts as you being published, just like magazine. Do you have plans to get into magazines? Because that helps your portfolio also.
Yes, that's something I've thought about. I'm not too sure how future that will come. But the last photographer that I work with actually talked to me about doing magazine covers. So we want to see what connections we can come up with and see which magazine cover I may pop out on.
Okay, and then if you don't get the magazine cover, don't feel bad. Sometimes you got to do the inside.
Right.
And the inside is great, because the magazine cover model fans will learn about you. So it's not always about the cover. Sometimes you want to buy so that you can get the fan base from that cover model, and then, you know, you can resubmit, and then you might be able to get the cover.
Right. So it's all about the exposure for me, building my brand, meeting and networking with other people, and just trying to get myself out there more.
All right, so when did you start your career?
August, and posting them on Instagram, because, you know, you can take selfies, but selfies only do but so much. So I'm building my experience as far as, like I said, working with the Baddies Club and some of the other mainstream photographers, trying to build my portfolio so I can be somebody that, oh, you see me on Instagram, I know who that is.
And a tip for models, I would say, once you get professional pictures, take all your selfies off, unless it's like a behind the scenes from your photo shoot, like a video, a photo of you with your fans, and start focusing on creating original reels, because reels is what really going to get people on your page, and that's how you're going to build up your fan base. So you could do like videos talking about makeup or whatever, something that relates to modeling and beauty, and that help you. All right, so what are some of the stuff that you have learned and you are implementing on your Instagram model page?
Right now, I'm learning different algorithms as far as when is the best time to post so I can get the exposure that I need. As far as different poses and the comments, the main thing that I'm looking for when I do post for exposure is getting people to share it or to save it to their collections. That helps me get out there more. A lot of people don't know that with Instagram. That helps your algorithm more as far as reaching more people, more followers, things like that.
Yes, and they definitely got to click that little save bookmark that helps for the explore page.
Right. So trying to do all this and connect it to my business page as well, because I do hair. I've been doing hair since 2013. I do my hair and most of my pictures by myself. And sometimes my makeup as well. So just trying to help. They'll help brand my business as well.
Okay. And I got a question for you. What do a baddie mean to you?
So a baddie is, it's all in how she carries herself. It's not, oh, you got to be stuck up and, you know, shunning other people and putting other people down. It's how she carries herself. When you know that you are a baddie, you carry yourself the most respect possible. From the inside out, you want to be respectable. You want to be approachable. You want to be that stuck up person where, you know, nobody feel like they can come and talk to you. You don't want to be just a pretty face. You want to have the personality to match it well.
Okay. And I also see you took some recent pictures. They're fitness pictures. I see you in some workout gear. And I'm assuming you got a nice body too. I'm assuming you work out. Do you have a workout plan?
So 3 days a week, I try and I work out 10, 15 minutes a day. Nothing too hardcore. I'm already pretty petite, so I don't want to do too much. But yeah, three to four days a week, light cardio. No beef, no pork. Like chicken and seafood is the main things that I eat. Tons of vegetables and fruits. And I drink tons and tons of alkaline water. That's about it, really. I don't really do too much.
All right, and I'm looking at your Instagram and I see a nice picture of you on the railroad, and I just want to put out this disclaimer for future photographers and models that's listening: be careful on the railroad. There was a model and photographer was doing a photo shoot. The train came out of nowhere and hit them. The model and the photographer died. So be careful, because you know what can happen is the models, when you're doing the railroad, your heels could get caught in the, you know, in the little rocks and stuff. So what you need to do is be careful, but also I recommend don't do it, because a photographer actually got sued for doing pictures on the railroad, because that's private property.
Oh, wow.
So I just wanted to throw out that disclaimer, because the show is not just, it's not just about interviewing models. It's also about educating models and photographers. So yeah. I thank you for coming in, because I was able to tell people about that. So what are some something that you didn't know about the modeling industry that you recently learned?
Always being on your A game, your P's and your Q's. I know you can't look the best every single day, but to try and, I wouldn't say rough it out. Like, if you're going to throw on some sweats and a t-shirt, make it look nice. Don't look, you know, like you just got out of bed and I'm going to run to the store really quick. Always look presentable at all times. You never know who is watching, who's listening. That can be your fan right there. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's what she looks like outside of, you know, outside of Instagram. And it's, you know, I don't want to be nobody's catfish now. I want to look the same at all times.
All right. And can you tell us about your tattoos? I noticed you have tattoos. Can you tell us about your tattoos and why you got the different tattoos?
Okay. Well, the first tattoo I got is on the back of my left shoulder. That is for my aunt, who was no longer with us. That is in remembrance of her. I have Psalms 23. I have the elephant and a lotus flower that symbolizes strength. And, of course, lotus flowers, they're grown in murky, nasty water, but they're beautiful flowers. I have a dove and a rose and an olive branch behind my ear for peace. I have my ribbon on my right arm or my shoulder. I have Crohn's disease, so I'm a crony warrior. So my ribbon color is purple, and that's for that. I have my zodiac symbol on my wrist. Of course, I'm a Taurus. Turtles, they're on my leg. Those are my spirit animals. Those are, in my eyes, are the most innocent creature possible. I don't know why, but they speak to me. That's my spirit animal. And then the other one I have is a butterfly on my chest. And that's for the Semicolon Project. A lot of people don't know a lot about it, but it's for suicide awareness. Basically letting them know that your story's not finished. I have 11, so...
So, wow. Did you say you have Crohn's disease?
Yes.
How has that affected... Because I actually interviewed a model that she had that. I forgot what the bag is called.
She has an ostomy or an ileostomy. There's two different bags that you can have.
Yeah, she had one of those. And I interviewed her recently. You know, having that... How has that affected you as a model in your everyday life? You know, because some people may not understand that, or they might been diagnosed with it, and you know what you say on this show could actually inspire and help someone.
So a lot of people think it's just a disease to where, oh well, you can't go to the bathroom or you poop a lot, whatever the case may be, and that's not all that it is. It affects so much more than that. Mine affected my esophagus. I had ulcers in my stomach and my esophagus. I actually had to have surgery. March would be 3 years since my surgery. And I've had my appendix removed, part of my colon removed, and my stomach has been rewired as far as my intestines, because food was not passing. But I've completely changed my diet. Like I said, no beef and no pork. I'll eat poultry, so chicken, turkey, and seafood. I don't eat fast food at all. Nothing that's super greasy, because that can cause flares for me. I'm trying to figure out what all I can say without going too deep into details. But it affects your arthritis. Like, if you have arthritis, it affects that to a higher extent. You get joint pains for no reason. The weight loss, weight gain, the anemia. And with me having Crohn's, especially when I had the ulcers, it made it worse because there were open sores in my stomach. So that made my anemia worse. It's a lot that goes into having Crohn's disease or any gastro illness. There's a lot that goes into that. And then it affects your lifestyle in so many ways. Sometimes I don't want to get out of bed. Sometimes I don't want to eat, even though I know I need to eat. It affects my life in so many different ways. And it's really hard to say everything on how it affects.
Okay, I think what you said is enough, because you don't know your story, because I didn't even know that you were going through that. your story might actually help someone. It's like when I got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That helped so many people, and I kept getting inboxes. People still inboxing me right now. Man, your story has really helped me. I was doing interviews, doing mixed shows while I was in the hospital getting treatment. So sometimes your story, even if you don't go into in-depth detail, your story can actually help someone. You know, you don't know, somebody might be very scared and they might hear your voice and it might comfort them a little. Like my voice comfort some people who had to get radiation or had to get chemotherapy or even surgery. So, you know, because it's nerve-wracking when you have to go through all of this stuff.
Yes, and it tends to put a lot of stress on people, and they already say, oh, it's not good for you to stress, but to not know, you know, no one really knows what the next day is going to hold, but to another level, because you are fighting a illness, it just takes stress to a whole nother level.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years, and like, what is some major things that you're going to do?
So where do I see myself in 5 years? But hopefully I'm hosting some major events. You know, maybe you may see me on MTV Awards 1 year. You never know. Some major events is what I'm looking forward to in the future. Of course, more focusing on my health and everything like that. That always comes first. And then just building my career more, meeting more people, making more connections, growing my brand.
If you could visit anywhere, it was all expense paid, where would you go?
The Maldives.
Okay. And why?
It's beautiful and it looks so peaceful. I don't know if anybody's seen the little commercials where it's like all the little hut houses in the water and they're like individuals. It looks so peaceful and isolative away from the world, and I just want to go and be at peace.
Okay, and do you have any shout outs or any closing words?
I would like to shout out the Official Baddies Club. Thank you guys again for giving me the opportunity to work with you guys. I want to shout out my aromatherapy page. I make my own natural and organic aromatherapy products, so candles and body butters, oils, things like that. Aromatherapy has really helped me in some tough times, and I believe that can help other people as well. The business name for that is aromatic.essentials on Instagram. I have a website that you can go in and add. And also, I want to shout out PS Picks LLC with Peter Sylvester. He's a great photographer. And then Winfrey Optics as well. He's a great photographer as well.
Okay, and tell us where we can find you online.
For my social media or for my business social media?
You can plug both.
So mine is funsize_Kaya, and it's spelled FUNSIZE_CIJIA. My business is aromatic.essentials. And then I have my hair page, which is kayas.beautybarandspa.
All right. I do thank you for coming through. And do you have any closing words before we end the show?
I just want to say thank you for having me. And then those people that may have underlying health issues that they are brushing off to the side, go and see somebody, please. You never know. It could save your life or somebody else's life. Just go and see somebody. That's all I'm asking.
Yes, I'm gonna tell you my story real quick. I'm not going to be up the long story. So I started, basically I had back pain and I didn't understand why. It was like a quarterback had hit back real hard from the NFL. And, you know, I tried to use, stuff to ease the pain. It just would not go away. Then the pain finally went away. And I was not able to walk good. And then I think around April the 25th, No, April the 28th, I couldn't walk at all. I was fully paralyzed. And that's because I haven't been really going to the doctor. And so then I went to the hospital around March the 25th, I think. I went before, but they didn't detect it. And so they found out I was paralyzed when I went May the 25th. I was fully paralyzed from the waist down. And, you know, didn't even know it. So that's definitely why you want to go to the doctor. Had cancer. I had, you know, something blocking me from being able to walk. And, you know, it's just, like she said, go check out the doctor. They are doing so much stuff. They're spraying stuff in the air. The food is bad. So you definitely want to get test it, you know, make sure you don't have problems like cancer or.
And a lot of people don't know that as far as illnesses, they don't have to be genetic or hereditary. It can be environmental. Your environment can affect your health in so many different ways, and a lot of people don't really know that.
Yeah, it's not about what you eat also, because think about it, our the older folks, you know, they eat almost anything. It's really the environment, really, you know, it's the air, the water, and the food is garbage in America.
Yes, it is. That's why you be seeing all the people in the other countries that they be living to almost 100 years old.
Yeah, I mean, even like, look at the food. We have corn syrup and other garbage, but if you go to Mexico, Cuba, they don't have the same food. The McDonald's, the Coca-Cola and all of that is different when you go to like other countries.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but if you do your research, a lot of foods and ingredients that we have approved by FDA, they don't pass if you go to like China and Japan and other countries across the ocean. They don't have those same things approved because they're toxic.
So yeah, that's point. It's the food. It is the food, but it's because you had the wrong. It's because all the food is poison. And I definitely thank you for coming through.
Thank you for inviting me. Maybe we can do this again one day. Maybe when I'm not as nervous.
Sure. Yes.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. Same to you. Good night. Mm-hmm.